We are on Daf Nun Tes Medalev by the end of the Mishnah. Ubedogim, we're speaking about the Simone Tahare of the different Minim. Ubedogim Kol Sheyeshloi Snapir Vekaskeses. A dog tire has two Simone Tahare, has Snapir, has fins, Vekaskeses, and it has scales. Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Shnei Kaskasin, Snapir Echot. The Sikh is going to tell later that according to the Tanakhamim, it is not necessary to have Kaskasin all over the body, fill them in one place, or one Kaskas would also be sufficient. In Rabbi Yehuda Imer, Shnei Kaskasin, there's a minimum of two Kaskasin, and Tereskoinim, he learns Kaskasin was Loshon Lekashkesh, that there should be one next to the other, Usnaper Echot. Ve'eilu hein Kaskasin ha'kavuyin boy, the Kaskasin are kavua, v'sanpirin ha'perech bem, he swims with them, Shot behem alamayim, Rashi says, and just be kedai to mention the Sichas Chulin and Daf Samachvov, the Gemara and Daf Tov Mem Aleph in the Sichas Chulin. He brings down a lotion of the Ramban. The Ramban says, he brings the Ramban in Chumash. This is 46 Samach. And he brings down the lotion. It says that the kaskasim are kavuyin boy. Let us look at the 46 samach. Biara mishnah veilen kaskasim are kavuyin boy. Perish Rashi. This is a Rashi further in that samach vov. Yaiser min hasan pirim. The more kavuah. The more stable than the Sampirin, she'ein zozin me'aleim. They don't move by themselves. Elo biyodayim. That means you have to take them off. You can take them off, but by themselves the fish cannot manipulate the kaskasim. V'chein mashma benidim, minolon de kaskeses levushahu. The kaskeses is a levush. For the fish, t'chsiv v'siyen kaskasin hulavush. This is by Golias. It's speaking about he wore armor. The Perush Rashi malbushin shel dog. Because of Rabbeinu Yonis and Milanild leimiki kaskeses elok she'echad oil al chavata. One overlaps, one scale overlaps the other one. Al chavata k'tosi. Vosu daima l'siyen kaskasin. This is similar to an armor. Okay, now let's skip down. Lafize, two lines down. Kosva Ramban beperish achumish. Avoloi tovin, you should not mistake, milshainim, you shouldn't understand, shehem kvuyim begufa mamish, the udvukim bo'er hadog, that it's mamish, dovuk attached firmly to the skin of the dog. Avolkorim kvuyim, the called kvuyim shainim, nodim imenim le mizdazim bo'i kisnapir. It means the snapper moves, and this does not move. V'heim ha-klipin ha-agulim, these are the round scales, she-gildam daima le-tzipayram, they're similar to nails, she-heim nivshotim me-yer ha-dag, you can remove them from the skin of the dog, biyad, you can take them off by hand, or b'sakim. Aval kol shehu kavua v'dovuk ba'er hadag, if you have kaskasim, which is firmly attached to the skin of the dog, ve'ein ha'inadar min ha'er klal, that means you can't take it off from the earth, it's mamish, an intrinsic chelik of the earth, ein ha'kaskeses, that's not called a kaskeses, u'bol av osuhu, that's the scales are a levush, a beged for the fish. Veloshin tesefta eilein akaskasin shem melubish behem. That means it's a different entity that is covering the skin. Vizel tegume shel unkelish oma klofin shehen klipin. It's like a klipa, like a shell or like a peel. Sha'al ha'oyer nivshotim v'niklofim. You can peel them. Keklipei helonis v'apeir. Just like you can peel a fruit, you can peel them. This is called, these are the kaskasim. Let us go into the Gemara. Tana Rabbona, Eilu hein simone behema. And then, kol behema mafreses parso v'shish. Right. So it brings first the posik, that the posik has to be mafres parsa, that the hooves are split, and completely split, and also that it is malageira. It chooses God. So now, the baraisa says as follows, a very interesting gloshin. Kol behemo shemalas geira. Every behemo that is a malas geira, Biyodua sha'ilo shinayim lamailo. It does not have teeth, front teeth, on the top. It only has bottom teeth. On top it doesn't have front teeth. In the back it has teeth. But in the front it doesn't have teeth. And we wanted the Tmunecha brings a very nice picture. You look at, here's a picture of a cow. You can see it has the bottom teeth. And it doesn't have top teeth in the front. In the back it has teeth that grind it. But when it chews, it only has bottom teeth and not top teeth. That's all. So now, this is on page 86. So now, the Baraisa says something very interesting. Kol behema shemalas geira, every behema that chews its cut, biyodua she'en lo shinayim lamailo. Number one, if it chews its cut, you should know it doesn't have teeth on the top. Number one. Lamayin afkemin is another parsha, but that's number one. Utahira, and number two, it's tohira. So he's telling two statements. One statement is that if it's malageira, it doesn't have teeth on the top. That's a factual statement. And number two, then he says a halachic statement. Utahira doesn't have teeth on the top. It's tohir. Uklalahu. So the Gemara asks, now the Gemara is first going to delve on the halachic statement. That vare gomul the malageira hu. A gomol is marigera, ve'ein lo shinayim lamaila. It also doesn't have front teeth. Ve'tomei, and it's tomei. You said if it's malageira, it doesn't have front teeth, and it's toil. Gomol does not have front teeth. It's malageira, it doesn't have front teeth, and it's tomei. So the Gemara says, gomol nivi islay. It does have two eye teeth. We'll see soon what this means. So memele, so this yesod, that if it doesn't have front teeth and it's toil, a gumball has teeth in the front, it has two eye teeth. Frekte gemorem, vare ben gumball, the nevi nami lesle, a young gumball till 6 years old, he doesn't have any teeth whatsoever. And you're telling me a klal, if he has no teeth, and he's malageire, he's toil. So a ben gomel, a young gomel, should be toil, according to your statement. That's kasha number one. Kasha number two, now that's in the halachic, you said two statements over here. Number one, said if it's malageire, it doesn't have front teeth. So I asked you a gomel, and it's toil. So first I asked on the halachic shayla. A gomel doesn't have front teeth, and it's a tomei. She says, no, a gomel has front teeth, it has nivi. Varei ben gomel, but a ben gomel, a young gomel till 6 years, the Nivi Nami less, it doesn't have eye teeth or it doesn't have Tup Shatim in Rashi. And it's stomach. And you just said it, if it doesn't have teeth, it's stomach. Vishu, let me ask you, now let's go back to the first statement you said. You said if it's Malagere, it's sich, it doesn't have front teeth. Arei Shofon, va'ar neves, the Malas Geira hein, v'yeshlem shinayim lemaila. And they do have front teeth. Utmeim. Va'oi shinayim miksivi. What's this whole Indian? You told me, I'll tell you, if it's Malagere, you will know that it doesn't have front teeth. What's the chiluk? It does have front teeth. It doesn't have front teeth. What is pshat in what you're telling me? Before we go further, let us just see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Nivi, Rashi has two pshatim. Pshat number one, Shtei shinayim yesh lo lemailo. There's two eye teeth. Achas, not in front. In front it doesn't have teeth. Achas mikan v'achas mikan. Began besusim heim nikoris. These eye teeth, besides the front teeth, what a sus says, it also has these eye teeth. Alpha pisha halbi shinaim yeshlo, but it has these nivi. These nivi are eye teeth. Loshen moiri. Loshen moiri, now Rashi says a second shot. Nivi, sha'alpha pisha ein loy shinaim mamish, even though in the front it doesn't have any teeth, chanochim gums, shekoirin yain tzivish, yeshloi, uboiltem, it has strong gums in the place of teeth, v'nikem mokim blitosin, zu eitzel zu kishinayim. So here he has a beautiful picture of the Shmuno Toil. Here's a beautiful picture. Here's a camel. So these are the two eye teeth. That's the first pshat in Rashi. In the second shot, if you look on top of the mouth, there are gums sticking out, the gums are hard, and that's called the nivi. That's the mucking of the front teeth. So the Gemara said, it's also considered teeth. So that's what, So the Gemara asks, so Mamela, that's why he's tummy, because he has teeth. Nivi also considered teeth. So the Gemara said, what's with a ben gomo? Boy, they caught an ainlay nivi at she yigdal. Boy, shinayim, miksivi de kamret biyadua, she ainlo shinayim, malonu le shinayim shalom. What's the, if it's malgeret, it doesn't have teeth. What's the chiluk if it has teeth, if it doesn't have teeth? And the previous kasha was, the Gemara asked, yeah, there's a Shofon in our neves, is a Shofon in our neves that they have teeth, the Malagere, that was the second kasha, the Malagere, and they do have teeth. So now if you look in the Sichas Chulin, we'll see what these minim are. He has on page Tav Yud, he has to the left, he has a Shofon, which is called in English either a hyrax or a Syrian coney. That's a shofam. That's to the left side. This is they live bein asloim. The pasuk speaks about the shofanim. This is a shofam, and an alneves is either a hare or a rabbit. A hare has larger feet, and the rabbit has smaller feet. Here the Gemara assumes, on Tav Yud. So that's, on the left side is a Shofon, and the right side, that's a Syrian coney, or a hyrax. And this is a Shofon, and an Alnevis is a hare or a rabbit. Rabbit is more domesticated, a hare is more wild, a hare has longer feet, a rabbit has shorter feet, smaller feet. And these are considered, now there's a big problem over here. The Gemara says that these are also male geira. Now the shaila is why they're male geira. they don't have all the stomachs that a cow has. But it seems others say they're always chewing, and could be there's some concept of malegere by these animals also, the malegere. So al koponim, so the Gemara asked, so here there was a different kasha. Here the kasha was that you said that whoever is malegere doesn't have front teeth. Shein lo shinaim lamal, it's not true. Ashofim bar nevis, they're malas geire, and they have shinaim lamayla. It's meir. And then bechlau, what's the union of shinaim? They do have shinaim, they don't have shinaim. Ela hachi kama. Kol, the baraisa, you have to correct the baraisa. The baraisa is hang as follows. Kol behema she'ein lo shinaim lamayla. A behema does not have front teeth, lemaila, biyadua shi malas geira mapresis parsa utahira. I mean, that way he's telling you, if you don't know if it's malas geira or not, examine it if it has front teeth on top. If it doesn't have front teeth, that's a simen that it's malas geira. V'livdoik beparsa yisel. So the Gemara says, why, if you don't know, be baidik in the parsois, if the hooves are split, kagoyin shoy, parsois ser chatuchais. We're talking about, you came across an animal, the hooves were cut off, I don't know if the spam is maligere or not, so you can examine it, and if you see it doesn't have front teeth, that's a raya that it's maligere. Uch der avrisre. The Omar Rav Chisda, Hoya Mahalech Bamidbo, a person was walking in the Midbo, Omotza Behema Sheparsa Yisrael Chatuches. He found an animal that the process, the hoofs were cut off, so he can't examine the hoofs. Baidik Bepiyo, so he opens up the mouth, and he's baidik in the mouth, Im Ein Lo Shinayim Lemailo, if it does not have teeth Lemailo, then you can be assured that it's teira. It is maligera. If it doesn't have front teeth, so it's maligera. Imlav biyadua imlav. But if it does have front teeth, we do ishit me. But it has front teeth, so it's not maligera. Ubilvat. Then it's not teira. He says, if it doesn't have front teeth, it's teira. If it does have front teeth, so then it's tmeir. Ubilvat sheyakir gomo. But this knowledge he has to have, he has to recognize if it's a gomo. That means he can be deceived by a gomo. He'll open up the mouth of this animal, he'll see it doesn't have front teeth, and they'll think, oh, so I can't be baidik the hoofs, because the hoofs were cut off, and it doesn't have front teeth, so a mele. You have to know what a gomo looks like. And you have to know that this is not a gomo. Frag the Gemara, gomo nivi yisle. What's your problem with a gomo? A gomo has these nivi, these eye teeth, or the gums which project in the mouth and which are similar to teeth. So if you look in the mouth and there's nothing there, so you know it's toya. Elo bavacha yakir ben gomo. That's what he means. So Rav Chisda is explaining this halacha. The Baraisa is telling us, that a person is going in a midbar, and he sees an animal. He doesn't know what kind of an animal this is. He cannot be boidik the hooves because the hooves were cut off. So he should open up its mouth, and if there's no teeth, there's no front teeth, he can rest assured that this is a kosher animal, it's maligere. Because all maligere don't have front teeth. But there's one maligere that is tummy, that's a ben gomo, that also doesn't have front teeth. So you have to make sure that this is not a ben gomo. As long as it's not a ben gomo, you can shecht it and eat it without any more digest. So the Gemara es takashe lav amrit ike ben gomo. But you just said that there is a possibility, there's an animal, a ben gomo, that doesn't have front teeth, Nachamala geira, and his tame. So, ikenami mina achine de domi leben gomo. So now we're speaking about a person who's going in a midbar. He doesn't know this animal. He doesn't know what kind of an animal this is. So just like we say there's a ben gomo that is a malagere and doesn't have front teeth in his stomach, so could be this animal also has these simonim. He doesn't have front teeth and it's a malagere. It could be he's also tame. I don't know what this animal is. So the Gemara says, loy sal kedaitach, leftoni devei Rabbi Shmuel. Vesagomo kimale geira hu. There's a miyat over here. There's a gomel is a male geira, a parcel of hifris. It doesn't have the parts of the hooves are not split. Hu kimale geira hu shalit. Ba'ilamai yaideya, the Rabbeinu Shloilam, who's a shalit ba'ilamai yaideya, she'ein lecha dovo male geira, v'tame elagomo. Lefikach porat ba'ya kosef hu. So the Maritz Chai says, Amir de Kezach. The Rabbeinu Shloilam wrote in the Torah, there's only one species that is male geira and is tame, and that's a gomo. So that means you can go from all over the world, you can find whatever mean you have, you'll never find another male geira that is tame. If it is not a gomo, even though you can't check on it, you can't check on the hooves, you can rest assured that this is a kosher emin. Shalit ba'ilamai. It says a Meir Dikaloshin that the Rabbeinu Shom wrote the Torah and said beferish, this is the only maligeira that is tamei. All other maligeira are toyer. They all have split hoofs and memele. So God is a Meir Dikazach. So it seems from here clearly that you don't need a Messiah and a Behemoth. There was a whole tumult in Brazil and Argentina. They had a Psalmin that had the Simonim without a Messiah. But Lechere from the Rehitis Loshen of our Gemara would seem that there's Shalit by Lama Yedesh Ein Lechadova Maligera Vetome Elagomo. Fikach Porad by Yakosu. Who? That's what it says. V'omar Rav Chisde, hoye mahalech baderech, u'motza behemo shepiyo gomus, gomu. The mouth is all cut up, and it seems you can't be var anything from the mouth. Is boidik beparseisel. Be boidik in the process if it has split hoops. In parseiseho sedukais, if the hooves are split, biyadua shehi teira. So if it has split hooves, it's teira. Im lav, biyadua shehi tmeya. Ubalvad sheyakir chazer. That means there's one mean in the bria that has split hooves in his tomei, and that's a chazer. So the Gemara again asks the kasha, lav amrit ike chazer. You said there's a chazer that has split hooves and is tamei. And we're talking about you can't be boidik from the mouth. So maybe ike nami mina achina de domi lechazer. Maybe there's another mean in the bria that has split hooves and is not maligere. The Gemara says, loy sal kedaitor. The tonne deve Rabbi Shmuel es a chazer. Kimafris parso hu amir. This is the only mafris parso that is tummy. Shalit boy lomo yaideya. The person who shalit boy lomo, the Rabbeinu Shloilam, who knows what's happening in the whole Bria. Yoideya hino she'ein locha dovo she'mafris parsa v'tomei. There is no such animal that's mafris parsa v'tomei eloch hazir. Afikach porat v'yakosov, who? That is why the posuk said who. That dafka hazir Mafris Parsa, who, and this is the only one that's Mafris Parsa and his tummy. Ba'amar Rav Chisden, Rav Chisden said a third simin, which is brought down, we do not have the bekiyas and the expertise to be mevarer this simin. But Rav Chisden said as follows, Hoya mahalech ba'midbo, umotso behema shepiyo nomos. The mouth is all cut up. We can't be mavar anything from the mouth. Uparseisel chatuches. And the process, the hooves are cut off. I have no way of being mavar if it was mafris parsa. I don't have a way to be mavar with maler geira. So Rav Chisda said there is a third oifen how to be mavar. Boydik bivsola. You shech the behemoth, then you boydik bivsola. In mahalech, shesi v'orev, if the cuts of meat, some of the meat, we'll see where this meat is going vertically. V'orev, in other meats next to it is going the direction of the meat is going horizontally. Yadua shehi tahira. Here the Sichas Kulam brings a picture. This is Tuf Yud Beis. If you look at he hears over here that Yesh Boso, it's towards the end of the Behemoth. So if you look at the meats, that the meat is going in two directions. Yesh bosol shekshekoyren oisoi nikra shesi. You tear it in the length, vertically. The yesh shenikra orev, and right next to it you have a meat that goes in the horizontal direction. So this is a simen. This is a simen that it's a behema tahira. This is a third simen that Rav Chisda knew that this is a behema tahira. Ubilvat sheyakir aroid. An aroid, mlava yedua sheitmeya, bilvat sheyakir aroid. That means an aroid is like a wild chamoya. Aroid is called O-N-A-G-E-R, Anager. So this is a type of a wild chamoyel. It's a different mean. Also has this phenomenon that the basar in that area, you have some basar going vertically, some basar going horizontally. But if he knows it's not an aroid, ubavad sheyak aroid. So the Gemara again asks the Kasha, Lab Amrit Ika Aroi, Ikanami Minachini. Maybe there's another mean. How can you be assured that this is Taka a kosher mean? Minachini Dodom Yalroi. Gemiri, we have a Mesoira, we have a Kabbalah. The Leke, the only mean Tomei that has the meat in this area going vertically and horizontally, is an aroid, and all other minim that have this phenomenon are toher. Beheiche boidik, where are you boidik this meat? Amarabaye, vitaime rabchizde, bekanfe ho'ukit. Now let us see Rashi. The Rashi, el hochikama, kol beheima she'ein lo shinayim, the other way around. If you see there's no teeth, Biyodua Shemalas Geira. She can be assured that there's no front teeth can be assured that's Mala Geira. Ben ono tzrichim lahamtim at shenire imalas geira. You don't have to wait and see if it's Malas Geira. You can know from that it doesn't have front teeth that it's a Malas Geira. But what she yakish le ye gomo. The gomo nami ain't lo shinaim betome. Opachina, what are you afraid of by the gomo? Lav amritike, says Opachinen. The gomo nami ain't lo shinaim betome. Opachina, lav amritike ben gomo. Lach nami kalamechish minachina de lesla. Opachina. Now this is going on later. If you know it's not a gomo, then the gomo says a gomo is nivi about a ben gomo. Opachina, lav amritike ben gomo. Ochinami ikalamechesh laminachine, the last lay shinayim vitome, shayin lochodover shamalagere vitome elagomel, the chaveirov ho amurim beparshe. The other malagela, shofen and al neves, porat boy hu garsinen. It says hu, Lelamdach she'ein lecha lochush lemala geira heres, v'chol shah mala geira tohoyen. Gomum chotuch, if the mouth was cut, lo shemishnu kumay goymamay ima shayfi, he cuts it away. Boydik bevsoro, you boydik bevsoro, if the mouth was cut and the hooves were cut off. So there's a third oifen how to be boydik bevsoro, lekame mefor sheikha, where you boydik. Tachas ha'ukit, tachas etzama alye, shekeren anko, yesh boso, there's meat, shekeren oisai nikra shesi, when you want to tear the meat, it only tears vertically, v'yesh ha'nikra orek. Let us see, gomo nivi islay, the Gemara asked, Gomel Nivi Islay, the Gemara asks, you just said a klal, that whoever is male geire doesn't have teeth and is toil. So the Gemara asks, a gomel it's male geire doesn't have teeth and it's tame. So Gemara says, no, a gomel does have teeth. That was the teretz. So tame, the hashe tikshe ifre. And you just said a cloud, whenever it's malageya, it doesn't have teeth. I was the kasha. You just said if it's a malageya, it does not have teeth. Shofma nevis have teeth. Nivi, perish, bekuntrish, shnei, shinaim, these are eye teeth. Yeshla, lamala, achas mikan, bachas mikan. Oy pirish loshin acher nivi shekeren yantzivish. These are the gums, the las, who built him the gums there. It's boiled, it sticks out, it juts out from the gum. Venike mokim blitos in zeitzels there. You have in the gum that things are sticking out. Kishinayim, like teeth. So that's similar to teeth. That's the nivi. Verishin nirali. Kamoi shokel nive vishokel tufre the perik be meisha. There it's a gemara mesech the Shabbos, a gemara babakame, that the gemara relates a maise that there was an isha muberes that went into the shochan's house and there was a dog and the dog started barking and she got very scared and nebuch she was mappled. So the vlad was neka. So the shochet told her, don't worry, shokel nive, it doesn't have any teeth, it doesn't have any nails. So she told us, too late already that you told me this. But on kaponim, from that gemara we see, shokel nive doesn't have teeth. Like the first pshat in Rashi. Shehem shinayim gdailas, these are big teeth. Sheheshe lefnim shunayshech behem. The perik eats the regel, the apik lenive. I think it's talking about a nochosh. He took out his teeth, the salt, and he scratched it. Kidue she malas geir mafreses parsoch goin shumake ben gomu kedama rafchise. Ein lochamalas geir betomi ala gomu perish v'sharik suvimimai shofon Talneves Ushisua. Tana Rabbana. Let us go further. Eilu Hein Simone Chaya. These are the Simone Chaya. So now he wants to enumerate the Simonim that a Chaya is. So the Gemara asks, Chaya Bechlal Behemeli Simonim. There's no different Simonim by a Chaya. A Chaya is the same two Simonim that a Behemeli is. It's Mafris Parso and Malas Geira. Omer Rabbi Zeira Lahate Chelba. No, there is a Chaya is unique, that the Chelab of a Chaya is Mutter. So how do you know which is a Chaya? That means, I see that it's Maligeira, it's Mafris Parso, but I don't know if it's a Chaya or a Behemoth. So in order to figure out that it's a Chaya, you need Simonim. Eile hein simoni chaya, shechelba muta, ko sheyeshla karnayim, it has horns, utlofim, and the dechayr utlofim means it's a lechayr, Rashi says, that's what Rashi says, ati chelba bochika, ma eilu simoni chaya, leide shechelba muta, dechelba bachaya is muta, Shesh lo kenaim, it has horns, lo kami maforish, and tlofim, tziporne, aprosis, that means, the tziponaim are split, there's two tziponaim. That's a simen of a chaya tohira. Rabdeisi oima, yesh lo karnayim, yata tzorech lachzer al tlofim, yesh lo tlofim, tzorech ata lachzer al karnayim. That means, if it has tlofim, so it could be it's toil, but it could be it's a behemoth. So you have to be baidik if they're kenai. The keresh, in a keresh, that we'll see later what a keresh is, afopi she'ein lo keren achas, it only has one horn, chelboi mutter, the chelov is mutter. What this keresh is, that's the next sugya. It's very interesting. I just want to mention the Sichas Chulin wants to say that a keresh is a giraffe. A giraffe is a chaya tohira. It's maligere, and it's a mafres parso, and it has one keren. Okay, he speaks about, but that's the next sugya. And it's muta. Frag the Gemara. Klolahu, you tell me a klal, if it has horns, that is a raya, that it's the sachaya. Verei eis v'yeshloi karnayim utlofim. A goat has karnayim utlofim v'chelboyosa. A goat is a behemoth, not a chaya. So the Gemara says, keruchais bo'inon. No, the horns have to be keruchais. So let's see what Rashi says. But also Rashi, Yatsa Tzorech Lachzer, Shafil Nechto Ragler, Ksheira, Bechal Bumutu, Shekanaim, Simen Muvikum. Keresh Chayu Lekami Meforishla. Kruchois, so we'll see Rashi has two pshatim, but now Rashi says, Kruchois, Gildi, Gildi, Klipa al Klipa, Ke'ein Karnei Hashoyer. That means the karnayim of a shoyer, each year they grows different layers. There's an outer layer, and then the next year grows an inner layer. So it looks like a shoyer looks like there's different layers of karnayim. So the Gemara says, so now an eis doesn't have this. An eis does not have a horn with layers. So the Gemara says, you need a horn with layers. That was the Gemara's kash. V'reyeis the yeshloi karnayim utlofim v'chel bayosa. So the Gemara says, kruchais beinon. We need, it should have, the horn should have layers one over the other. But the Gemara, oh, that's the criteria. V'reyeshoir the kruchais. Asher is also kruchais v'chel bayosa. And the chelav is also. So the Gemara says, chalukah is beinen. You need, it should be notches in it. And a shoyer, there's no notches in it. There's layers, but there's no notches in the horn. What does Rashi say? Chalukah is meleyos begimois vacharitzim. There's notches in the horn. And the mail, so therefore a shoyer is not the simon of a chaye, because it's not notched. In fact, the Gemara, the more understood, he was choyza. Now the simon is, you have to have notches. Varei eis the charukois, an eis, the horn of an eis, has notches in it. Vechelboi also, so the Gemara says, mefutzolois ba'inan. You need horns that fork out. Mefutzolois, let's see what Rashi says. Varei eis the charukois, the salkadaita, chodabei mikruches. Vukisim na charukois, they have to be notches. So an eis has a horn with notches. Mufutzolis, poor Kairish Balaz, they have to fork out. So let us look in the Sichas Chulin for 1 minute. And page Tav Yud Gimel, the niches in it, this is the horn of an eis. There we can see there's niches in it. And then he has the underneath it is the horn of a shoyer kruchais, which are layers one over the other. This is the horn of a shoyer. So the Gemara said, you need also mefutzales beinon, and this is a deer. This is Tav Yud Dalet. Look at Tav Yud Dalet. So you need that it should have, that the horns should branch out. So in order for it to have the simen, that it is a chaye, you need that it should be mefutzoles, that the horns should branch out. So that is the vial now, the criteria, you need horns that branch out. V'rei tzvi de'ein mefutzolois, a tzvi is, his horns do not branch out, v'chel b'imuta. So now let us just see this Rashi. So we understood that a tzvi is a deer. And so a deer, so why is it a mefutzolois? That is a deer. The horns of a deer branch out. That's Rashi's kasha. V'rei tzvi de'ein mefutzolis, lo yodana maikoma. Rashi, I don't understand pshat in the Gemara's kasha. The vadei mefutzolis saying, the horns of a deer branch out. V'nire be'eina. So Rashi says, because of this kasha, shema she'onu koirin tzvi, what we call a tzvi, we call a deer a tzvi, Loihoyu heim kairim tzvi. They did not call this a tzvi. Eloison hanikroim steinbuk. Bekonaim shalahem einon mefutzolim. They called it what we call a steinbuk. So, Here's a picture over here also. This is a wild goat. This is a steinbuk. This is what they called a tzvi. This is what they called a tzvi. This is what they called a tzvi. And so it doesn't branch out. This is what Rashi says. The Sichas Chulin wants to say, here's a shtikol kasha. Chazal tell us, we see heavy rots katzvi. This goat, this wild goat, he doesn't run too quick. He's a mountain goat, but he's not a rotz katzvi. So he wants to say maybe Rashi meant this, it's a gazelle. This also doesn't branch out, but this is what Chazal called a tzvi, and this is all the might, this is what Rashi means, Steinbock could be Rashi means this. Rashi means that this animal over here, that it's very fast and has all the milas of a tzvi. It doesn't branch out. You see the horn. Here's the horn. It doesn't branch out. branching out in like a deer, that one horn branches out into a few areas. The two horns, that's not called branching out. Branching out is like a deer. This doesn't branch out.